Okay, la posso. Ok. We need some more air, no?
Cold.
Oh, guys, it's cold. Okay. Gentlemen, we have a lot to do. The shot I gave you yesterday, I think, is wrong, but I want to start with that. All right, it was a good try. Remember, we were discussing Shitas Rashi, and if Ayin Zayin of a day, we all of a sudden throws in Kinyan Agav. What's he doing about Agav? Aside from the details of that, the Rana is a Kasha Agav, who needs Siburin? So who needs Siburin? So we saw Teretz with the Ktsos. So let's get the Teretz. That in case the want to start again?
No.
That in case the get is in the hand, is in the chatzir of the husband, even though Kinyan Agav is employed, it's no good mission what we call Agida Gabe. Now Agida Gabe is an expression of the Gemara, which is found explicitly in the Sechta Baba Matzia Dav Zayin, and it's implicit here in Gittin Daf Ayin Chesam and Beis. That's the last Gemara yesterday to see. Talks about Get Biyodo Meshicha Biyodo. He's hanging on with a string. So the Gemara says, why is it not considered to be a Nesina? Because Be'in Increasus the Lekka. When we increase, what kind of this is this? So Baba Matzia Dav Zayin is the Gemara which talks about this, and this kind of a, see if you look on the Masoras HaShas, tells you that in Baba Matzia Dav Zayin it's found as well, this Gemara. The other Gemara seems to say that in Kol HaTarakul this Nesina would be a valid Nesina. In Hilchos Kinyonim, for example. Hilchos Kinyonim, as a matter of fact, you ever see sometimes at a wedding there's a Kinyan Chalipin. So you may have noticed that when a kinyan chalipin, so the rabbi gives the chank to the chosin, he says he picks it up, and makes a whole photo op out of it, etc. Takes it twice, right? But when I was getting married, they weren't so that the rabbi would take the handkerchief and they give it to the chosin, and they hold it like this. So the chosin, the rabbi would have one hand on the handkerchief, and the chosin would have another hand on the handkerchief, and that's good enough. The photographers managed with that. You know, that's how it was. So the question is, the Gemara discusses, is that really valid? Because the Khalifa would have to give it, right? Shalaf Ishnala Venasana Re'ayu, and he doesn't know Venasana Re'ayu because I'm still holding on to it. So the Gemara Baba Matir of Zion wants to say it's no good because you see over here, Get Yodah Mashicha Yodah is no good. So the Gemara says, no, really, you have the Gemara Baba Matir, I'll read you the exact question. Really, it's good. And Hilchos Kinyanim would be valid. And that's how people were doing it for years. And still done in many circles that way. They don't make it a big deal, and the Chosin picks it up and makes the whole spiel. The rabbi and the chos, both have their hands in the same handkerchief. However, when it comes to get, it's no good. Get is unique. Why is get unique? Again, creases. But the lashon of the Gemara there, in Bava Mesia and Av Zayin. Second. Here we go. Hosam creases being in the leka. Hacha nesina b'inan v'ha'ika. So the word Agida Gabe is not found there either. It's my mistake again. But the Rishonim on these Rashi has a lashon. They're still connected. It's not an absolute Nesina, but in Kol HaTorah Kula, it would say it would be good. The Gemara says, command the Pasuk Dami. The Gemara says it's considered as if it's cut off, and part is in my hand, part is in your hand. But it comes to a get, you cannot apply this principle. Okay? Fine. We spoke about this yesterday. And I brought you a Rai, as a matter of fact. From Rashi, let's go back to this. This, I think, was correct. I told you not everything was wrong. Only the last piece was wrong. On the Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, let's turn back. On both sides, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, please. On Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, I read you a Rashi. And I thought about it some more. I think it's a correct point. Where Rashi seems to say that. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Right. Kona baila, leperis, leshtamishba, vakati lo nafik get miyode de baal. The Rashi gives an impression from Rashi that the chasaran is not a chasaran in what the woman has. The woman's ability to be kona would be valid, but the problem is it's still partly in the hands of the husband who has the kinyan peris, and that's the problem. Okay, I think that's a correct Diuk, I believe. Lanias Daiti. I did see some of the Achronim ask a kasha, which is of interest, before I get to the point I made yesterday, a side point, a point of some interest in general terms, which is, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in general. If there's two people, there's a landlord and a tenant, and someone who is a maskir and a socher, who can be kona b'kinyan chotzer? Normally we have a chotzer, we know, chater shalom kona lo, right? Midato, in some cases, shalom midato. But what happens if there's two people who share the ownership or the rights to, if you will, of this chotzer? A owns it and B rents it. Who is kona? That's also an interesting question. It's also in Bava Metzia. As a matter of fact, Rashi is an active spokesperson there too. Rashi has a what to say. That's not one of the silent partners that we have sometimes. Rashi seems to tip his hand in this chapter. What's that? Nafkuf Beza Ben Aleph. The Gemara has an expression like this. B'chotzer Demaskir. The maskir is able to acquire something. Says Rashi, you know what kind of maskir? Shelo hiskir es hachotzer. What are those four words? What kind of a modna maisa maskir? A maskir is called someone a rent. How do you say it in Hebrew? In English, the expression we use maybe like a landlord. That was landlord tenant. That's what we do. Now would you? Who lives here? You live in a private house somewhere. So would you call your father a landlord? I mean, it's great. Sounds like a billionaire landlord. But the expression landlord in English is in relation to a tenant, not the pashas. So use the word maskir in relation to a socher. So Rashi says, no, not this guy. Chotzer de maskir, shelo hiskir es hachotzer. So the Gro says, Avo Rambam kosav, afilu hiskiro. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Anyone have a big Chosh Mishpat here? If it sells or something? No, okay. So there in Shin Yud Gimel, the Rambam's opinion is quoted, there, which the Rambam holds as a maskir and a socher, the maskir can be acquired things by kinyan chotzer, even though he was maskir the chotzer, even though there is a tenant, because he, after all, the belongs really to him, the etzem, he just rented it out. Whereas Rashi seems to the contrary, that had the maskir been maskir the chotzer to a socher, the socher would become it, the rabbi cheat, the socher would become it. So it's a question over here in our sugya, which the post can ask, I guess Achronim talk about this. According to Rashi, we learn Pshat and Rashi that there's no shortcoming in her ownership. She has enough ownership of the chotzer because of she has enough ownership of the chotzer because after all the chotzer belongs to her, and the chasaron is only in the fact that the baal owns the peiros, as the baal owns the peiros, so it's agida gabe. It's the lashon that we use, agida, but it's still connected to him. Now, which day would be better for Rashi to hold? In the maskir socher controversy, to make life simple, in other words, who is the in the husband wife relationship? If the gufa karka gufa chotzer belongs to the wife, and the baal is also payers, so who would you call a maskir? I mean, more or less congruous. Who is the maskir? Who is the socher? The husband and the wife. Who's who? Isha is the what? Maskir, right? Because she's the one who owns the gufa kadova, right? They get divorced, goes back to her, and the Baal is the equivalent of the Socher, correct? Now if Rashi holds, he seems to in Bava Metzia, that the Socher is Kona, right? That the Socher is Kona, as the Vilna Gaon points out against the Rambam, if Rashi holds that the Socher is Kona, that the Baal therefore is being able to be Kona, so then Rashi should have said over here now in Gemara, and if I in Zayin and Aleph, the reason why the Gemara is Kasha, Masha Konsi Shekona Baila, and then the Gemara should have said, Obalo, Obalo, Opel Paris. So Rashi should have said, Kona Bailo the Paris, and therefore the woman is powerless to be Kona the get. Why? Not because Lo Nothing Beyond the Baal, there's some strings attached. Nothing to do with that. The woman is considered the maskin. The Rashi was like the Ravid. That's the Socher is Kona, not the maskin. That's the Achronim of Sakash against Rashi. Those they learn Pshat Rashi like me. So the chesaron according to Rashi, different masal kona baal and the fine tainam and aleph is a katlan of a get miyodei the baal. It's kind of a gida gabe, lack of priests. Had it not been for that particularly get chesaron shortcoming, what would it have been? Who? What the woman could have been kona, could have been discussions with this get, right? So the question becomes after it's about the Kohen Mashiach does Rambam. At the maskia, the absolute owner can be Kohen B'kin Yachot. But Rashi and Baba Metzia could base happens all at the Ravid. So it's a steer in Rashi. That's what Achronim says Kash. And they give two interesting answers, a Balabata Shansa and a Lumda Shansa. To the Balabata Shansa first. The reason why, for example, I rent an apartment. I rent an apartment. And as a landlord in the apartment. The one that the landlord says, I want to use the apartment. So you crazy? I rented the apartment. I pay you, have a lease. I pay $1,000 a month rent. You're going to come, you say you want to rent, to use the apartment? You're out of your mind. I'm not going to let you in. Oh. So therefore, it could be that the reason why, according to Shitas Rashi, the socher is called a bechotzer, and not the masker. The masker has no access. The masker says nobody. The socher will lock him out, won't let him in. So therefore, there's no way that the masker can have any use of this chotzer to be called a bekinyan chotzer. That's a normal case of landlord-tenant relationship, a purely financial relationship, where they have, you know, there's a lock on the door between them. But, says some mepharshim, and the husband-wife relationship, assume it's a normal relationship. So although there are certain financials which are built into the system, but that's what the Chazal have, the Rais and the Rabbonah, nonetheless, we would like to hope that if the formally the Kenyan Paris belongs to the Baal, and the wife says, honey, I have to leave my shetel there. So he's not going to say, nope, can't leave it there. Says in the Gemara that Baal of the parents, I'm not going to let you leave your I mean, that would be not a very good marriage. So in a normal marriage situation, although technically speaking, the woman is more like the maskir and the husband is like the socher, we're referring to a case in which the socher lets the maskir in. I mean, they do share a marriage. They do a sharing a lot of things together. So therefore, on a Balabatasha level, we can answer Shitas Rashi in this fashion. That's a Balabatasha answer. I saw a Lundasha answer. It goes as follows. It depends, is Chatzim Mishum Yad or Mishum Shalifa? So we already discussed it earlier this year. Let's review it again. Chatzim Mishum Yad, Hashanah Baba Metziah. No, we never mentioned before. I think we did. Enough. I think so. No. Chavala for Yana. In the sixth paragraph came up. Chatzim Mishum Yad or Mishum Shalifa. Alright, that's the Gemara's in Mefurish. The Gemara also tells us that when it comes to Gittin, Chotzer cannot work with the Mishlichus. Why can't it work with the Mishlichus? Because what is a Get? Get is a Chol. In other words, if I have a Chotzer and you want to give me a present, so you apply the principle of Zoch and the Adon Shalom, the fundamental effect is a Chotzer Mishlichus without a formal Minui, there's been no appointment. The same as a person can be Zoch, so a Chotzer can also be Zoch. But Get is a Chol Vula. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that Ran talks about it at some length, but it's fight with the Rajma. It get is a chovula. So how does it work? How does chotzer work for a get out before she whether it works? That's midin yad. Oh. So it could be that that's the difference between the two Rashis. Here Rashi's talking about Gittin's chotzer mishum yad. Yad depends upon what we'll say the formalistic. Who really owns this chotzer? Who really owns this chotzer is the wife. Because the wife has a kinyan haguf in this chotzer. And that's her, therefore can function as her yad. And the other chasson, if you ask, she's like, either gabe. Oh. But above a mitzia, what's going on over there? We're talking about acquiring property. When you acquire property, it's not mitzin yad, it's midin what? Midin chotzer. And midin chotzer, explain my tolman. Chotzer midin, it's midin shlichus. Shlichus means that the chotzer is working, is so quote unquote an agent of the party. What agent? Agent of whom? And we don't depend upon who the legalistic owner of this. No, it's not a formalistic thing. It's the meiser. Who has use of this piece of property? Whoever has use of this piece of property, so the property is considered as working as an agent of the person who has use of that property. Who is that? That is the socher, according to Rashi Baba Metzia Kuf Beis, because the socher has in fact the usage of this property. So therefore, we say that the kinyan chotzer works midin shlichus in Baba Metzia, and therefore works for the socher, not for the maskir. Again, midin yada works for the maskir, not for the socher, and midin tzchiris works for the socher, not for the maskir. Now, this being the case, what if someone is standing next to his field and wants to acquire something? So we say that chosid mishnin yad, we saw the Gemara says. The Gemara has here that chosid is works within yad only if it's omed b'tzad chatzera. You saw the Gemara. If he's standing next to the chosid, then it works within yad. If you're 10 miles away, only within shlichus. This being the case, Rabosai, even in dine mamonis, it's possible to speak of a chatzah which works within yad. How? When? If the bala chatzah is standing nearby. So it's kind of a very strange thing. But even within dine mamonis, who acquires it? Is it the socher or is it the mask? It may depend upon if someone is standing there or not. If no one is standing there, you want to know who's the chatzah require for, it acquires for the socher. He's the one who has use of the object. But if the maskir will plunk himself down and stand there, perhaps it could be kone midin yad. Because we saw midin yad, we see in the Rashi and our sugya, that would depend upon the owner, the landlord, the maskir, not upon, which is the isha in this case, and not upon the sofer, which is the baal in this case. This would answer a stira in Shulchan Aruch and Shinyan Gimel. What's going on? Is it you fall like the Rambam, like the Raivin? So the Mefarshim is a stira. Might be the answer. It depends if he's standing there. If he's standing there, then the Shulchan Aruch says like the masker is kone, the masker is standing there within yad, and if not, then the socher is kone, which is the Raivin and Rashi sheet. That's the another fancy way about this to answer this possible problem with the sheet is Rashi. Fine. Let's not turn our attention to what we spoke about yesterday, which is the issue of what led Rashi and Amadeus to all of a sudden think of the Kenyan of Agav. What Agav? Why Agav? Who Agav? What's going on here? What? So we already said, the Ran is a different kasha. If it's Agav, so who needs Tziburin? We pass from Agav as Kona without Tziburin. That's Rashi, that's a kasha which the Ran is. So that's a close answer. I mentioned this as I got started. Agida Gabe, if it's still in the hands of the Baal, it would be Agida Gabe. I had a thought. According to the Tzos, what'll happen? I still have a kasha under the Tzos a little bit. All right. If it's in the chotzer of the Baal, so it would be agid gabe. So we got a stamp shot in the what led Rashi to say that's kinyan agav and not kinyan chotzer. And excuse me, why is it kinyan agav? Why you require a tziburi? Okay, but there is a slight problem. There are three parts of this world. Mine, yours, and everybody else's. The case in the Gemara belonged to him. And that's why it belonged to him. If it belonged to him, so Rashi therefore says that you had to be referring to a case where what? Where was Tziburin, where you gave over that piece of property, and the get was in that same piece of property, as opposed to another piece of property owned by the husband, which is still owned by the husband. Gonna be agid gabe. But if this is correct, if Tos is right, it could have been someone else's property. It could have been a third party's property. You're right. In the case of the Gemara, that's a big problem. Say Lamaiser. It could be someone else's according to Tos, it could be someone else's property. Not agid gabe, nick the beagab, it would work. Okay, I'm just saying I'm making a ha'orah. So now I wanted to go to a whole mahalach, which is gonna lead, I think, to an opposite conclusion on this last point. According to the mahalach, I'm gonna explain to you now, it's gonna have to be Dafka in that same piece of property, not in a third party's property. I want to accentuate the difference between what the Ksos is saying and what I'm about to say. Yes, Chaim.
Just on the last point, don't we say the last part that it's not about focus when we say God is doing a series of things with another? It's focus around what is between God. The only question is how much of the connection.
In get, Chotz on the Mishim Yoda. In get. But when it comes to, if you look in the Rosh, Tosfos already points out, and the Rosh, then in Bava Metzia it says, Chatzah works with the Mishlichus, that's only by Matanus, by Mechiris, by Mominus. When it comes to Get, the other thing was, it's only by Levin Yad. As we just explained. We'll come back to that a little later as we go. So again, Get. So yesterday, in my desperation, I came up with a Pshat which I thought was pretty good, only because I didn't look back. You know, they say, don't look back, but you're not in Gemara. You always have to look back. So in our Gemara, I came up with a Pshat based upon the shach and the tzos, the element of tzosi, the shita mekubetz, the sorak tzos. I found the shita of Matzia, where he says that kinyan chatzah only works in a case in which you first have the chatzah, and then I put something into your chatzah. But if you first have something's in the chatzah, then I'm mapping the chatzah to you, it will not work with the kinyan chatzah. That's what the Shita Mikubeta seems to say. Oh, so I sort of say, I jumped, because that could be Pshat Rashi over here. The Rashi is saying the reason why the kinyan agav is because kinyan chatzah would not suffice. Why would it not suffice? Because in this case, the case of the Shrimara, obviously, the get was placed there before Shabbos in his property, and if he's mapped the property to the woman on Shabbos, so she cannot be called a kinyan chatzah. Why not? Because the object was in the field before the field was transferred over to her. That's what Rashi comes with kinyan agav. That's why I thought yesterday, Gavala Gavshat. Oh, my everything. It's against the Gemara. Now, first of all, I want to, you know, against the Gemara. The Gemara is not only against me, against my pshat. At first glance, the Gemara is against the Shach too. So I'm in good company. Besides the Gemara against, what Gemara? The Gemara which I was in effect on the Maran Makomas, we really saw it once before. Avchof Aleph Amin Aleph. Let's take a look. They're starting in the green book there. They have a whole Arichas, and they ask this Kasha. Some in the brackets, they ask to say, they quote my pshat more or less from, I think from Chaim Shmuel Levitz, so the pshat is similar to mine. And they have in the brackets in the footnote, but what's against the Gemara? And they don't have an answer. But Sarachim, so I have to withdraw the trap. What's the Gemara? Chafala from Alf, there are two Gemaras. One after the other. Amar Rabbah, about the eighth line. Kosav l'gevina, son of Yad Avdo. The Kosav l'shtayim atana olav. Kina osu miskaresh ezbo. That's a little bit similar to our Gemara. If I and Chesim have seen about the Yad Avdo. This is now Avdo. All right? So put it in the Eved's hand. Now you write a matana. You give the Eved to her matana. She's kona the Eved, and she's misgaresh. V'amai chotzam alachasi v'chotzam alachas lo kona. Same kash if you have an afayin chesam and alf. The chitema be'omeid amarava kol shiluk mahalach lo kona omer v'yoshev lo kona. The same as an ayin ches. And the Gemara, same as ayin ches. V'ilchus v'kafus. So the Eved is tied up. That's case one. Case two, similar. V'yomarava. Kosav lo get from the son of Bechatzei Ro, because of lo shtayim atana olav, kuna osa miskareshes bo. Here we have the case, mamash beferish, this kind of case. He wrote a get, put it in his yard, and wrote her a matana on his yard. She acquires the yard, she acquires the get, she's miskareshes. Why? According to the Shach and the Sheet and Baba Batsiya Daf Chafei, this should be wrong. And it's not a cash only against me, it's a cash against them too. What do they say? That chotzer is not koneh rabosai in any case in which the object is in the chotzer before the chotzer was transferred. I repeat. What do they say? They say if I have a chotzer, which I own, a pre-owned chotzer, I own it from before, and you throw something into that chotzer, it's mine. But if there's a chotzer which has something in it from beforehand, and then the chotzer is transferred over to me, according to the Shach and the Shita, I am not able to be koneh the object. No, so he asked the kasha as the sechonim against the shach and the shita. Al gemar beferish vakeret. Al gemar says beferish. What happened? He put a get in his chotzer, and then he transferred the possession of his chotzer to her. So it's kana also miskareshes bo. You see beferish that you could be kona something with kinyan chotzer, even if what rabosai, even if what, even if it was in the chotzer from before. You'll tell me here it's agav. Rashi didn't say agav. The Gemara's Rashi clearly, it's not agav. We're talking about chotzim aleches. Do it agav. Here you can't say agav the pashtus. Yes, I'm sorry. You say agav. Yeah, I also thought of that. He also agav. Rashi said it on it. Rashi figured we could get the 55 blat in Daf Yomi 55 days later, and we'll remember to look back 2 months later when chafal. Still, stam shver. But it's more shver than that because we're talking about chotzim aleches and it's a trichasa. Doesn't look like agav here at all. Yes.
The Gemara continues over here to say Chatzera about, there might have been a problem with Chatzera about the Afghan Gan, but it's not. Why did they say over here that it's not?
Chatzera about the Afghan Gan, the Gemara brings that in a few blocks later, if I'm not mistaken.
We're afraid maybe Mishnah Chatzera about the Afghan Gan.
Well, the Gzeh, right. It's a Gzeh Otu. That's a Tzrichasa.
Why isn't that really Chatzera about the Afghan
Gan? What is the case of Chatzera about the Afghan Gan? You put in a third party's Chatzera. Right, that's what you do. You know what that means, Chatzera? I put in a third party's Chatzer. And Rashi tells us what it means. What does it mean, Chatzer l'acham mikan? Doesn't Rashi explain it over here? Rashi says, Chatzer l'acham mikan, or Chafal l'acham kagon. Nosel l'chatzer b'chatzer chavero, a third party's Chatzer. V'holach balach chatzer, u'mochel asach chatzer. That's no good. If Reuven's divorcing Rochel, and he puts it in Shimon's field, and Shimon is makla the field to Rachel. That's no good. Okay, you want to know why? That's, I mean, someone asked me before why. Look, I can't ask why yet, because your why is based on the fact we haven't gotten to yet. But we'll get to it, Mr. Shem. Not today, Mr. Shem, later in the week. Okay, let me go on. So this Gemara now shlubs me up. So wait a second. You'll say, shlubs me up? Hey, it can't be. Why? I'm going to hide behind the, I'm going to hold onto the kapata of the shach. Hold onto the shach's kapata. The shach said, mefurish. Right? And the source goes to mefurish and shita mekubetzis. In Baba Matiya, they say this is so. So whatever Terence they'll give, I'll give. So what how can I say it's a cash against my pshat? Whatever Terence they'll give, I'll give. Nothing doing, gentlemen. They can give one of three terutzim. None of which is going to work for me. There are three terutzim which are given to this cash. The stipula, and the Kilus Yaakov, raises this point in Baba Matiya, where the sugya comes up in the second parak. And he says a simple answer. Maybe Tzos is right. Remember, Rashi says against itself. What did Tzos say? What did Tzos say? That get, there's no in of Kenyan by get. Forget Kenyan. It's only Nesina. Nesina, that's all there is. His raya from Bal Koch and his raya from Yisuriya. No, we went to the Tzos yesterday. So according to the Tzos, it's good. Now the Shita Nukubetzis and the Shach, they hold like the Tzos, they're home free. What does that mean? The Shita and the Shach only said that if you have a case in which you put some achavis into a chotzer, and subsequently you transfer the achavis to somebody else, there's no kinyan. Kinyan there isn't, but he don't need kinyan, he needs nesina. That could be a very good terrace, suggests the stipula. I repeat, in other words, the shach and the sheep are not in trouble, because they only said there's no kinyan in the case where the object was in the chotzer before the chotzer was transferred. Here it always says the word, forget, it does say the word kina also. Kanasa refers presumably to the chotzer. She's calling the chotzer, and she's missing a reshus bell with the get. But the get does not require a kinyan. That would be the simplest answer of all. Now, you understand, it's not going to help Rashi. Because Rashi assumes there is a kinyan, assuming you do need a kinyan. But in terms of the shach and the shita are not against the gemara. They'll say that here, because here all you need is an asina. You don't need a kinyan for get at all. So they're going to be, in other words, they're going to be home free. But I, who wanted to say pshat, and the Rashi Ayin Zayin, I'm finished. I'm against this Gemara.
It's also not like Tosin is good. Tosin is a Kashan and either the other way, either the
right. That's okay, it may be correct. But let's first discuss the Shach on the Shita. They can get out of this Gemara, this disciple suggests a simple way. Then he has another Shach. If you look carefully, the Lushan in the, I asked you to see that last paragraph of the Tosin, of course, in the Shita, and even the Shach itself, it's quite ambiguous. I looked a couple of times, it's not so clear to me what exactly is saying. It's somewhat of an ambiguous expression. I both say, a chotzer is kona for a person in two different ways. I mentioned it just earlier today, very briefly. It's kona midaito, and it's kona shalom midaito. The famous Gemara, chatzeru shalodom, kona lo shalom midaito. So kona lo shalom midaito. Well, the question becomes in the situation in which the chotzer is konalo shalo midaito, maybe we should say that then and only then did the shach and the ktzol say in the case of chotzer shalom konalo shalo midaito, then it only works if the object was put into the chotzer after I acquired the chotzer. However, in a case in which the chaser shalom konalo mi daito, then it works. It's kona. It's even kona. Even in a situation in which the object was in the chaser before I owned the chaser. Interesting distinction. And then Stipel even suggests the lumpness behind it. He says, "What's the idea behind the shach and the shita?" The answer is, look. If something falls into my chotzer, so there was considered a ma'aseh kinyan on my part. True, I didn't do anything, but then something was placed into my chotzer, that's considered an action which enables me to be kona. Fine. But if the object was placed into the chotzer before I owned the chotzer, so when I bought the chotzer, there was no hanochah l'toch ha-chotzer shali, it's no good. That's only shalom midaito. So if I didn't do anything when the object fell in, what didn't belong to me in the chatzar at that point in time, I didn't do anything consciously to try to be koneh b'chatzar, so it's no good. But if it's me daita or abosai, if it means that I make a conscious decision to say, okay, I hereby declare that my chatzar should be koneh for me, so then the maaseh, which is necessary for the kinyan chatzar to work, is not the maaseh of it being placed into my chatzar, it's the maaseh of my saying later on, tikkun lichatzeri. So tikkun lichatzeri is itself enough of a maaseh. So one of two is enough. Either it comes into my chatzar, which I owned before, even if I didn't know about it, that's called a maaseh, even though I'm sleeping. Or if it was placed into my chatzar before I even owned it, and that's not a maaseh, when I say tikkun lichatzeri, that's called a maaseh. But if I have neither nor, then it's no good. If that would be the case, says this type, it's very good. Here in the following from an aleph, clearly it was midaito. Daito, he's giving the matana over to the woman, she knows all about it. That's why the shach and the shita would be molded, and it's good. As opposed to the case where they're talking about, which is shalomidat. Now the lashon of the shita goes as follows, as quoted by the ktos here in Kuf Tzadik Chesed Kotten Beis at the very end. I'm finished according to this too. I'm only defending the shach and the shita. I'm done. And I'm explaining to you why they can survive, and I'm finished. I have to be honest, intellectual honesty. I cannot hide behind or hold on to the kapot of the shach and the shita. I can't. Because they can float and I sink. Why? Stagler's first trial was because they're talking only about Kenyan and here talking about get, which only requires Messina with the tops. We're going to say, no, he was talking about Kenyan. But they're talking shalom, he died, he has me died. Now what's the lashon of the shita mekubetzes? Glarminon chatzera shel adam konalo shalom he died. This type of discovered America is a mefurish shita mekubetzes. He used the expression shalom idaito. So I thought gevaldik. But later on, in that very next line, he says, talking about the case of Tzivurin, Agav. He wants to know what's the whole discussion in Agav, in Tzivurin or not. Likna lechatzero. El shmamina, lo koni lechatzero, elek shechotze shalo, v'shoa shemetalten bo lechotze. Which is like the Shach. Now, in this case of Tzivurin, of Agav, normally, if I'm not something you know about it. So you get the impression a little bit from the last line of the Shita that it's even referring to a case of Midaito. So it's a little, and in the Shach also it doesn't say Beferish. So although there is one line that says Beferish Shalom Midaito, later on it's not so clear. But let's assume that this terrace is correct. There'll be another terrace to answer the Shita and the Shach. If they hold this way, the Stipler's other answer would take care of this problem. Would solve the problem. Fine. Yes, Chaim?
This case is
Well, who got that? That's going to be real. You stole my whole shiur, Chaim. That's the real test I'm going to get. So I'm still... Good. That's a good point. Don't know how that was going to relate to the shach and the shita. It's going to help me with my rashi. We'll come to it in a minute. The ktsos himself is another teretz. That's the v'yefsha, which I thought we didn't have to see because I thought I had my better teretz. Now that I'm modal emes, that my teretz is absolutely false, so I got to be the next few words of the ktsos. The v'yefsha. The guy may get the chotze itza b'din yadis raboi. Hasam the gita viyada bon kiyachas. Avol chotze the gavra to whom he torah shlichus lo amina chatzer matanos bon kiyachas. Maybe the shach and the shita said it's no good. What kind of case? In a case of what? No. In a case of matana. They're talking about. We did shlichus. But if we did yad, then maybe it would be good. another possible answer, which would take care of the problem too, l'chora. In any event, Rabosai, the tzaddikim, the shach, or the shita have three answers, two from the stipler, one on the tzos, they're taken care of. Again, once the drizzt is brief, either because get has been din, nisina no kinyan, or the case of get has been daito, they're talking about shalom, daito, or get has been din, yada, talking about din shlichus, they're out. Because any one of these three terutim, my teretz fails. So I was trying to explain Shitas Rashi, that there's no kinyan chotzer in the case of a get, but it's get, and it's yad, and no, and it's midaita. So I fell on all three scores. So now I'm back to square one. My teretz is Chaim says. Chaim stole my whole shiur for today. I will not charge you for your neighbor. I'm happy that he stole my whole shiur. Let's say, what's the matter? You want to steal the rest of the shiur? Whatever little I have left, you're going to try to steal now. Okay. Right. That the case which the Shach and the Shita said that the only time the chutzah works is if you pre-owned the chutzah before something fell into it, has to be then shlichus. Then shlichus, it has to first be a shliach, and then the shlich does something for you. That's how it works in shlichus, right? I hereby appoint you to do something, and then you do it. The appointment has come first. So it has to be a shliach first. But in the case of chutzah midin, yeah, they can come simultaneously. It all makes a lot of sense. Remember, it's sweet. But I'm stuck. So the answer, I saw this answer, Chaim, I have to tell you, you didn't steal it for me. I don't know so the end. It's not my original parents. I saw it in the Green Book. And I've finally quoted from a saver called the Hevel Yaakov. I never heard of it. Well, back I never heard of the author either. But that's what he quotes. Okay, good. He says that's the answer to Shitas Rashi is, and we have to explain it, but the key point Chaim said already is as follows. That on Avchav Aleph Amen Aleph, the husband is the active partner in transferring the field, the yard, over to his wife. Right? Chotzer l'shtar maton aleph, in both cases, the Eved or the Chotzer proper. Whereas, in Afayin Zayin, who is the active partner in the transfer of ownership of the field, of the property, from husband to wife? She is making a kinyan chazaka. She is making a kinyan chazaka. That's why Rashi had thrown agav. Here, where he is active in the kinyan shtar, no need for agav. Now, that's the bare bones territory. Now we have to explain it. Elliot is asking to me, what should that's only a half a story. I'll tell you how I explained it. I'm not sure what I'm saying is exactly the same as what you meant, Chaim, or what the Green Book meant. I'll give you my way how to say this. My way how to say it. Rabosai, whatever we learn in our sugya, we always are in the shadow of the famous expression of Tligitach Magabe Karka. The Gemara says Beferish Nayim Ches, and here also, that Tligitach Magabe Karka is no good. If a man puts a get on the floor, farm in the streets, anywhere, puts it on the floor, says, pick it up, lady. So that's no good. That's called pligitach me'agabe kak. That's no good. Whatever we discuss in our sugya, we have to worry about how we're going to overcome the problem of pligitach me'agabe kak. Okay? How are we going to overcome it? As a matter of fact, here in our sugya, the case we just described, the case of what? Where she is kona b'kinyan chazoka. Tosi has the kash. Anaf ayin zayin amud beis. And the teretz is very, 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 very unclear. I think I mentioned it already yesterday. And the Tosis of the Tazel, and I'm saying the days that she's calling the Kenyan Chazaka, v'lo havi kimo pligit ha-megave kaka, which is no good. Why not? The kevan shaget bo me'reshus ha-baal reshus ha-havi ki'ilu nesan olah. This sounds like Greek. What does that mean? What does Tosis mean? They don't say anything. It's a line and a half, and we don't know what they're driving at. I'll discuss later what they mean. What do they mean? Do you know what they mean? Who knows what they mean? Yes, Ali, what do they mean? Pasha, what do they mean?
He says it goes from my rishus to your rishus, it's also nice. The character doesn't make it. It's rishus. when you get on it out now, then the kaddish, you need to pick it up from the neutral shush. That's not yours anymore.
That's no good.
But
if he puts it in
my rishus,
if I put it in my own rishus and I transfer my rishus to you, that's considered to be a nesim.
Yeah.
That's the teretz which the Torah's Gittin gives. Torah's Gittin gives this teretz. He says that's what teretz means. The kaimach I get bom rishus abal rishusa havi ki ilu nesan ola ilu. Now you can do nesim in one of two ways. You can give the get. A man gives the get into his wife's hand, puts it into his wife's chotzer. What is another thing you can do? You can put it into your chatzer, Abosai, and then give her the chatzer. So by giving her the chatzer, here I have, this is a beautiful bechina here. So by giving her the chatzer, so it's like giving her the get. In other words, I give you a mashal. I want to give you this beautiful yellow paper. I can do one, I give it to one of two ways. I give you the paper. That's one way. Or I give you the paper like this. Another way, right? Both cases the same thing, right? Once I gave him the yellow paper, and I gave him the green paper, the yellow paper on top. That's what's happening over here too. I'm giving the get, I either give it to your hand or to your chotzer, or I put it into my chotzer, and I, in effect, it's as if, just to make a seal, wake everybody up, it's as if I took a, it's not helping, I took a, what do you call those things? I dig up earth, what are those things?
Shovel?
No, big things. All those big trucks that they can see, they construct, they take bulldozers, whatever, they take up a whole bunch of dirt and they give it over, right? So what will happen if the man puts the get in his yard and he takes a bulldozer and the bulldozer, another word for it, goes out, whatever it is, it goes into the, okay, earth mover, a beautiful, it helps my shear, the earth, I like the word, it helps, Mamash helps for my tzir, he takes an earth mover, and the earth mover goes with the big, you know, picks up earth, and I'm driving the earth mover, and I go pick up the earth, and I pick up the earth with the get in it, and I drop it into her chotzer. That would be good for sure, no? That's not the get that I got my karka. That's for sure good. I gave it to her, I took the get with the earth. Here's also an earth mover. I didn't move the earth, literally. But what did I do? I said, this earth, which until now is my earth, how do they say this in the American song? This land is my land, this land is your land? Fly to LA, so I gotta be the mean, I'll be an American today. So, this land is my land. Now this land is your land. Not like they said in the folk song. This land is my land. Now this land is your land because of Kenyan Chazok or something else. So I moved the earth. I gave it to you. It's exactly the same as I give it in your hand and put it in your field. That's what the Torah is giving us, shot in the Torah science, Zion's Animate Bays. Yes, sir. No good. No, you all that's good, Ellie. Oh, very. That's very hard to defend. That's very hard to defend. I don't believe it. Well, I don't think Torah's Gittin meant that. So you look at Torah's Gittin.
I don't think Torah's Gittin
meant
that either.
Okay, I don't think Torah's meant that either. But let's leave it for the moment. Let's assume that Torah's Gittin is correct. So you're an earth mover. So when you move the earth, how you move it? You make it to this land is my land, and this land is your land. That's good enough. Wait a second. Who is the one? Mi hu zeh v'yezeh hu? Who was the active party in creating this change from this land is my land to this land is your land? Who did it? Who done it? Who did it? An iron sign of a day. Who did it? The woman did it. That's the problem. The woman did it. An Chafalef from Aleph, who's the one who did it? That's what Chaim is saying. An Chafalef who did it? The man did it. He wrote a Shtar Matana on the Eved or on the Chotzer. But in Ayin Zion, what happened? She was called a Benoah Goda Porat. You saw that's where the Kinyan Chazaka. She locked the door, she unlocked the door, she built the fence, she knocked down the fence. A whole discussion on how you call him a Kinyan Chazaka. Since she did it, Rabbi Osai, so since she did it, she is the active partner. She can't consider this earth mover. It's like she took an earth mover. She can imagine this wood out today. You know, we have women contractors. I know there's a construction worker. You know, she comes with a big helmet, you know, and she takes the earth mover and she goes, right, and she moves the earth, and now it moves into her yard. That's no good. That's no good because he didn't give it to her. She took it for herself. That's what bothered Rashi. What that, why does it bother anybody else? It doesn't bother the other Rishonim, because the other Rishonim I know full well, Rabosai. She can lock doors, she can build fences, she can knock down fences. Noal Godar Poretz is waste of time until he said three magic words, or the equivalent. What are the three magic words? Leich, Chazek, Ukni. I tell you, if you're going to be called a Chazaka, and if the Mila belongs to me, I have to tell you, Leich, Chazek, Ukni. So according to all other Rishonim but Farashi, that fact that he has to say, and he did say, Leich Hazek Ukni, means that although she may have done the formal act of knocking the fence down, unlocking the door, but he is a sufficiently active partner in this transference that's considered to be his action, and it's not a chasonah to Gidr Megabekak. And Rashi says, no! Rashi says, no! You can't compare it to Chaf Aleph. Because in Chaf Aleph, he's the sole active partner. He's the one who writes the Shtar Matana for the Chatzar, for the Eved, and that's what creates the quote-unquote earth moving. So now that earth belongs to her and not to him. But here on that Bayan Zayin, to the contrary, she is the main active partner. Sure, I said the Chazek Kni, but she's taking a padlock and putting it on the thing, or she's knocking a fence down and building a fence up. She is the main partner who is creating the transfer of the earth, the land, from his to hers. That's considered Tligida. Oh, one second. So then what do you do? Agav. How's Agav any better? How's Agav any better? Rabosai, Agav, if I must to use a modern American expression, Agav is a paper Kenyan. You might have paper Kenyan. Nothing happens. All other Kenyanim, you do something. Right? I give you money, I write you a shtar, I pick up a handkerchief. Oh, something's happening. Hagbah, Mashiach. Nothing happens in Agav. Agav is purely verbal. Virtual Kenyan, very good. A virtual Kenyan. You know, when we're making a chometz on Erev Pesach, we're making the Kenyan Agav, among other things. But it's important, you look in the shtar, we went through this thing once. The shtar, Agav is written into the shtar, we write down, remember the word we used? By dint. Because that was the word that the Chassam Sofer had in German, kraft. By dint of the fact that you, Mr. John Brown, are acquiring these properties, you're also acquiring the chametz which were transferred to you as well. Okay? Now, John Brown didn't do anything more. Did John do anything? No. John has three kinyanim on the character. He does a chalipah, and then he does a kesef, and what else? And situmta, we shake hands. And then shtar at the end. So there are four kinyanim he does in the character. Does John Brown do anything to achieve the kinyan agav? Nothing. The only one doing anything in Kenyan Agav is me. When I tell him, and I write in the shtar, by dint, and I explain to him what Agav is. And you know, he's a real estate agent, he thinks, oh, he's always happy every year, that real estate is the main part of property, we go through the same, you know, pismen every single year. But I'm the one who's saying it, and I'm active. So, since Agav is a virtual Kenyan, it's a paper Kenyan, it's an inactive Kenyan, the only active part of record, of any record, is the husband who's saying, Lechazek, no, who's saying, Agav Ukni. The Gemara says in the Masechta Kiddushin, Agav Ukni, you have to say those words, because if you don't say those words, what do you mean? I'll sell you my house, and I have a car in the driveway, and say, okay, I'll drive ahead of the car. I never meant to stay in a car! I can't sell you a car like this. I have to say, I got the house, I'm selling you the car, otherwise it's ridiculous. So since the only active part of Agav Bechlal, is only one thing, is the words, is the virtual Kenyan, the paper Kenyan, all that, the only thing that exists and Kenyan Agav is the words of Agav Kni, which is said by the husband. That's what's considered an act of Kenyan, and therefore, since Rashi introduces the Kenyan of Agav. Oh. P.S. I want to add another kudu. One second. Avni Meluim, Kuflam and Vav Gimel, asks Akasha, hey, what's the Gemara of Chaf Aleph bothered by? According to Rashi, let's introduce Agav over here too. Chotzem Alecha Tlokona. An Eved who's not tied down can't work. Why can't it work? Let it work with an Agav. The whole thing about Bakama, you can be Kona Agav Eved, and Eved even if he's moving in the pastures in that case. Says the Avni Meluim, you know why it doesn't work? He didn't say it. And now the Gemara Chaf Aleph, he didn't say the words Agav, he didn't say the magic words. If you don't say the magic words, it cannot work. Numan Ayin Zayin, he said the magic word. Obviously he didn't say it before Ayah. The Gemara didn't say only Rashi said it. So it didn't say it there, how does it work there? It says that Nulam Achirish Godel. He says, even if the Shchimra didn't say it, You have a principle with respect to Shchimera. Divrei Shchimera kichsuvim v'chimesurim, which goes means you don't need a ma'aser kidyon in many cases of a Shchimera, and it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that, Rabbi Osai. It goes beyond that. A Shchimera, the Avraham quotes him from various sources. If he doesn't have to say it out in the same clarity as a normal person. We have him in Gittin, Rafsan of Vav. He says, Kiss we got the Ishti. He didn't say Tanu. Normally you can't give it, but Shlema you do give it. Because he's sick, he's dying. Whatever he says, you have to, as if he, whatever he does is as if he said him a favor. So when the husband was sitting there dying, Tukuk Le'alman, Afayin Zayin, and he wants his wife to be divorced, and he said, whatever he had said, whatever little amount he could grunt or say or do, that's considered to the Adon Elul as if he had told her Agav Ukni. Even though he didn't say the words, as if he told Agav Ukni. So one second. So it first gets to bother me. So if my whole parents is based upon the fact that he is the active partner in the transference of the property by saying Agav Ukni, but here he didn't really say Agav Ukni, it's only as if. That's the answer, I think. As if. That's Lashon of the Adon Elul. His expression is, the Adon Elul's expression, quote, the Donim also, Ki'ilu Amar Kol HaMutal Olav, that's the nature of the Kula of Kishrimra, it's as if he said, Agav Ukni. I think the Teretz, I think, is a valid Teretz. Now, I want to say one more thing, and I'll take a question, Chaim. How does this all add up, for both sides? We started off with saying we're working in the shadow of Kli Yitra Megavai Karka. We have to overcome the problem of Kli Yitra Megavai Karka. How is it overcome? This is over, Rabbi Osai. A combination of two things. Take the Gemara Chof Aleph. Forget all of our problems. A Mefurish Gemara. What did he do? He put the get into her chatzer. Excuse me, into his chatzer. And then he's makne, Rabbi Osai, the chatzer to her. So I told you a pshat with our metaphor with the earth mover, with the sliding, like giving this yellow paper with the green paper. That's a Chiddush Gadol that it works. One might call it, to use an expression from the other Rishonim, a Nesina Arichta. It's a kind of a long transference. I put it in my yard, I transfer my yard, so it's all one long big process, it's considered Menasan B'yod. Okay, Rabbi Osai, with me so far? So I want to make the following suggestion. Clearly, in the case of Chatzir, obviously the get has to be in that Chatzir. It's one long Nesina. What's the matter? It's one long Nesina. What about Agav? So he pointed out in Agav and Ayin Zion, what forced Rashi into Agav? The fact that she is active in the Kinyan of Chazaka. That's why Chotzer won't work. You have to have Agav where he is considered halachically the active party. I want to make the following suggestion. You're right, it's a kasha. Why need Tziburin? Agav works even without Tziburin. You can say as follows. Listen to me carefully. The man, this poor Shchimra, puts the paper down. Puts the get down somewhere. Let's say he now is makna to her real estate in a different city, and Agav that real estate, she could also be kone this get. Maybe that's a chesaron in the joining up, if you will, the tziruf of these two parts of the Nesina Arichta. In order for these two parts of the Nesina Arichta, A, that he put the get down there originally, and B, he's now transferring that ground over to her, the land, the ground on which she put it originally, has to be the same ground. The place on which he put it, and the ground which he's transferring. If, for example, he puts the get out on property A, okay, on property A, then he transfers to property B, and agav that, he's going to knock the get to her, there's no tziruf, because he put the land in property A, and he gave it property B, and the fact that she owns the get is only literally an agav, derek agav, agav akni, it's not enough of a tziruf. It has to be one long nesina. So the one long nesina is if he puts the get in that property and then he transfers that property to her. So it's as if he puts it on a sliding thing and it goes zzz, moves over to her. That would be considered presumably a good nesina. But if he puts it on property A and he transfers it to some voodoo called Kinyan Agav via property B, there's no tziruf. It's not considered one of the Sinai Richter. And that's why I wanted to get, I said that before. The Ketzos says, only problem of Gide Gabe. And I mentioned to you that if the Ketzos is right, it could be a third party's property, it'll be okay. What I'm saying now, no. It has to be dafka in that same property. He makes the same property with the get is on, not because agav requires siburim, but this particular agav must be viewed as a direct hemshich of the original placing of the get in that property. That can only happen if he's transferring that property itself to her. Atkan, my teretz and shitas Rashi with the whole hesber. Which one?
The
one about, oh yeah, kuf lamed vav sukkot and gimel. That you have to say it, and only shimon. You don't have to say it because your status as shimon. Okay, Rabbi Osai, that's my teretz. Now we start part two of today's shiur. Yes.
I think that the Shabbos Aniyah, the difference between Aniyah and Chazal, could be used to explain Rashi, the same Rashi, the Shabbos and Rashi yesterday.
Yeah? How?
That when we say that Rashi says require the thing between the Pesach and before, like the Shabbos said, oh, just say the Pesach in Rashi. When you say that Rashi says like the Shabbos that requires to be in the Pesach and before, and Aniyah Zion, where she's making the demon. Was she doing chazaka? But because there you require she's doing it, so you need a higher level. You need something. I can't explain it, but you need something before. But Bavale.
I hear. The problem with your pshat is as follows. I said a pshat. Frankly, I didn't know it. It's not my own. I got it from the Green Book. I try to explain it a little bit more, maybe dramatically, or a little bit more elaborately. Let's explain there. Now, the pshat which I gave yesterday. Can't exist by itself. What you're trying to do now is you're piggybacking yesterday's pshat on top of what I said today.
Yeah.
But since the pshat of today can survive independently, and the pshat of yesterday cannot. So and you can't really explain very well the connection. Yeah, so what are you going to gain by adding your pshat and putting it onto this pshat?
No, because I think it could be explained.
How?
Not fully, but I'm
partially. Start partially. Not fully. I'm meeting here. Well, listen, and I'll add. You give half. No, go the other hand, the other hand. What's the other hand?
And I am dying. It's the same thing. By her doing the chazaka is a lack. So the way to make up for that is by having the payments in part of the din of king and chazir is to require the payments in the chazir from before. That's where it's lacking something in the din of chazir. That's what she's doing it. But if he's doing it, you're not lacking anything from the din of chazir. So therefore, you don't require
What Chaim is saying is as follows: Ooh, tifa pshat. That's what he's saying. Pretty good. Chaim is saying like this: we quoted a stipler, Derech HaMashal. The stipler said that this bar of the shach and the shita that the chazir cannot work unless it was I own the chazir first. Was only said by Chatzera Shel Adam Konolo Shalom died. Right? When you don't even know about it. If you don't know about it, can you acquire something? It depends whether you had the Chatzer from beforehand or not. So Chaim is saying, Al Derech Zeh, that the Shach and the Shita Mekubetz is saying that my Chatzer cannot be Kone something. Kinyan Chatzer, if I, the Kone, I'm the only one who's doing something. In other words, say the following. I'm trying to patch what you're saying. There has to be something active on the part of the Makna, in effect. So the Makna puts it into my chatz, which is my chatz from beforehand, that works. If the Makna puts it into my chatz, which was his chatz, which was at the time his chatz, and he, the Makna, is transferring the land to me, that could also work. But if the Makna put it into his chatz, which was at that point his, and I, the Kone, I'm creating the prime mover to move the from his possession to my possession, then it won't work. So you're saying that, but you see, you're saying I didn't call it Torah Kula. I'm saying that it didn't, it was given. Saying even call it Torah Kula, Nechos Kinyan Chatzer, you have to have, how Chaim is saying Pshat, you have to have some kind of action on the part of the Makna. Either his action is he's putting it into a chatz which belongs to me from before, or his action is he is putting it into his yard and he's transferring shtamatan of the yard to me. But in a case in which neither happens, he put it into his chatzer, and I, the kona, am acquiring the chatzer, it's a chasar, not an ichus git, it's a chasar nechus kinyan chatzer b'kolatur, b'kolatara kula. That's what you want to say, Pshat. That's what you need, Agav. Okay, it's sayable, okay. I can't say it's 100% false. So, Chaim, I want to thank you. You salvaged yesterday's Shia, which is the last 10 minutes of Shia was wrong potato. Chaim is salvaging it. Thank you very much. Okay, if the people can elaborate more upon it, let me know. I'll make a pshat out of it. We have a haskalah pshat. Okay, could be. Think about it, mull it over. Maybe we'll come up with some more to even enhance it. Okay, that's awesome. Now I come to part two. Part two of today's shiur, we already got the comic attractions yesterday. And that is, how in the world does the man divorce his wife? What do you do? The maisa. What really happens in the real world? How do you do it? So normally, you put the get into the hand of a woman, not some of the other. It's the simplest way, the not some of the other. But Rabbi Kiveger, as you saw in the Pesachet Shuvah, says, yeah, v'nasan b'yoda. You put it in her hand. You got to fold it up so much that it's literally in her hand. Look, I have to fold it so many times to get it into her hand. I guess she has two hands. So you put the two hands together, and you put it like this. It doesn't stick out at all. No, do you see yellow? You don't see yellow? You do? I don't see any yellow? So Vivaldi. Vivaldi could get in her hand totally. Fold it up completely. The Kivega required this, and the truth is, the Pesach Shuvah is not Rabbi Kivega required it. The Ramah said it. You don't blame Rabbi Kivega. That's his major defense of Rabbi Kivega is don't blame him. The Ramah said it. What Ramah? Kuflam and Vav Zaval. This is all at the end of the first group of Ramakomas, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The Ramah and Kuflam and Vav Sif Aleph says as follows. The Nagin Shabal Kofal Aget Kemo Igeres, the Nostola, Kedeshatucha Laochzo Kulo Viyada, Kishenesanola. That's the Ramah. The whole thing in her hand. Look what I wrote in Kuflam Tezdal. Worthwhile tip. It's a pretty long piece. The Torah's Gid as a Shaila, Yesh Laayin. He Molo Shakinyon and Beget, Mashicha, Agav Karka, Kinyon Sudar. Or no, you need it also be other. See, it's like this. He says, that which is not derived from Yad, such as Kinyan Suda or Agav Karka, doesn't work. Because the Mefurish Shigamar made reference to this yesterday. Rabbasa Kufanala from the base, get Lavar Kinyan he, which means Kinyan Khalifa doesn't work for a get. And he quotes the Ran and the Rashba, who argue on Rashi, and say Agav is also no good. Because Agav is not considered to be Yad. Omnam, Hagbo Meshicha Shalom Biyada Kigon Shemugba Mikocha Oshem Moshko So Agavikaka Beofen Lo Havit Ligitam Agavikaka Kigon Shekiri Blo Haget Beofen Hamavur Besimut Kuflam Ches The Mahani Bitam Tligitach Molil Beget Uvichlal Yadahu. He says the Chiddush Gadol. That Hagbah and Meshicha are included in the word Yoda. Because in Perek Hazov, in Baba Metziah, if you look at it, he says V'chule. He says V'chule, so those who only look at this in the Pesachet Shuvah are probably wondering, what in the world is V'chule all around? Well, we can look it up in the original, in the Torah's Gittins, in Sif Tezvov. Those who want to look at the original, the beautiful Sefer Torah's Gittins, Kuflam Etes Sif Tezvov. It's exactly what this Pesach Shuvah was going on. That same sif. Yesh Lion is a verbatim quotation. What is it? What is it in that he quotes from Perek Hazov? Miyad amisecha, dover hanikne miyad liyad, alma meshicha v'agbor bechlal yadu. Gemara is to come to one day, Rav Shush Lakish. Dvar Torah Meshicha Kona, as it says, Al Kona Miyad Amisecha. Dabar nitnami yad li yad. It's considered bichlal yadu. That's not such a valid proof for those signs. Dabar nitnami yad li yad doesn't mean it's kinyan yad. It means that the Mashiach is going from me to you. So Mashiach is dvar Torah, it's from hand to hand. It doesn't mean it's kinyan yad. I mean, the word yad is used, that's true, but it doesn't prove it's kinyan yad. Doesn't prove it's kinyan yad at all. But maybe that's why the Torah is getting the Prince Rupert of Mechule. He wasn't so excited about the riot. I don't know. But that's not a completely compelling riot. That's what he says. V.O., here's what's most important. The Elotem Achi, Imkena Yetzarach Shia Kol Aget Tamun V'Avir Yada, Shelo Yek Tzaso Chutz Liyada. The Bechatzera Ki Agavna, Im Aget Munach Tzas Chutz Lechatzera, Vaday Deinem Mugureshes. Viagbo lokani yodlo adiva mechatzera the mechat konavka. Who ever heard of this? You should be so careful, and nothing should stick out. Unheard of. Alavadai the hagbo beget kona, the kona get mishat mitam hagbo, and that's why what's going on? This pisket shulman Torah is given. Rambam says you have to have. Yodeho gvoros min haoretz gimel tfochim. Her hands should be more than 3 tfochim off the ground. Why? Because it works with kinyan hagvoah. It works with kinyan hagvoah. Less than 3 tfochim off the ground, you can't have kinyan hagvoah. So it's like lavud. No, kinyan hagvoah.
No, I'm saying, will less than 3 tfochim, that's not any other
thing? Presumably yad would work. Chatz is on the ground. But since he says the yad may not work because something is sticking out, you have to have a gvoh, therefore it has to be more than 3 tfachim above the ground. Ad kan divrei hatorah's gittin. This is the initial presentation. And he says that an interesting idea. He says hagvoh only works if you give her the get willingly. She wants to accept it. Because it's called a Kenyan. What if you give it to a Baal Karacha? Forget Rabbi Nageshon for the moment. You give it to a Baal Karacha, Hagbo won't work. Only Yad works. But Nasan Biyad Afil Baal Karacha, but not Hagbo Baal Karacha. Dafka Yad Baal Karacha. So he wants to suggest a Chiddush Neiro. Because Rambam quotes a minute over here that after the get is given to her, what does she do it? She puts it in her clothes. Sort of a sarbula. Why? He says, well, maybe because of the case, it's a freakish case of a get bal karcha, there's no kavanas kinyan, so you have to have chatzera yada, and since it sticks out of the hand, you put the get mitoch sarbula. Today, what they usually do, they put it under her arm. So it's a get. I don't know if you saw there, this is the old Mamma Kamas, the get is folded up, then, well, not so much, we'll see soon, then she picks it up. And she goes like this, puts it under her arm, in her clothes, right like this, and then she walks with it. That's what we do. That's what every get is given these days. What are you putting it here for? The Teretz is, in the case of a get bal karcha, where this kinyan hagvoah won't work, this is going to work. It's considered to be the other. Now, of course, it's a funny mud and mice. Bal karcha can do all these things, won't cooperate. It's a strange Teretz gift. That's what he says. Hi, what good is that to? She's putting it under her arm. It's against the Gittach Megabe Karka. No, it's not considered the Gittach. Why? The Habal Kirev Lo Haget. He gave the get to her, so even though she later puts it under her arm and walks with it, it's one long Nesina Aruka. It's a Nesina Richta. He gave it to the first half, she puts it under the second half. It's considered to be a proper continuation. That's also very questionable. Very questionable. But that's what the Torah's Gittin says. Yes, Ali. No, he said like this. If you want to be caught in the Kenyan Yad, it has to be folded up like this. But since no one folds it up like this, it says, so it must be Kenyan Agbor. Good. And that's going to have to be more than 3 tefachim off the ground. I, why Sarbala? Or two gets a Baal Karcha.
Once you buy Sarbala, for the Sarbala, it has to be folded up small enough.
That's correct. The Sarbala is working within Chatzar, in effect. Has to be folded up so well that it's already could fit over.
So what do we give?
Well, I guess maybe her clothes are bigger than her just a few fingers. You know, she walks in a big dress, you put it in her lap or something, you put it in her apron, put it, I don't know what they would work with. Even if it's not folded so much, it can still fit. Yes?
But you see also, you can understand that then, yada means like a top. It's like other yada.
Right.
So not, maybe not necessarily, even...
So you're making a very good point. Tremendous kasha you're asking. It's just a ha'ora, a kasha. The Nesivis himself, remember the same author. The Torah's given to the same person. The Nesivis himself in Choshen Mishpat says that it's true that you can only be kone within the chotzer. If you have a case like this, everyone look carefully, you have to look. Look at this case. I have a get folded like this, and part of it sticking out beyond the fingers, but sticking out over here, you're not kone. That's true, let's say that. That's true, that's what you say over here. But, when he is 90, you don't need to fold it so well that it's all folded. So the deceivers himself says, what about like this? And you put it, and she's holding it like this. But the, look, everyone see? The entire get is either literally in her hands, which are cupped, or where? All over her hands. It's called avir. The whole signal later on in the next daf, that avir chotzer is kechotzer. That if you have the air rights, we call it today, of the chotzer are also yours. There's a whole discussion if it flies through the air with the greatest of ease. It gets flying above my air, do I call it? That's maybe not the whole sugi. But here, it, and even if it's about to land, it hasn't landed yet. Here it landed already. It's literally in her hand. She's holding it like this. And the entire get is either in her hand or the air above her hand, above the cupping of her hand. That should work. I think the answer to that question, if not, it would work. But he's afraid of this case. But stick it out to the side. That's the problem. For this reason, he has a whole pilpul over here at Torah's Gittin. But Eina Chanari was folded straight and all within her hands, I think it would be no problem. That is considered to be Yak. It doesn't mean totally, literally within the hands. Within the hands or above the air space of the cupped hands. As the Torah's Gittin, as the Nesivis himself writes in Choshen Mishpat. Okay? I'm sorry?
But he doesn't imply that. That's what
Yadda
means.
That would be, right. He himself holds with Hagbo. Right, but if it would be done that way, l'chora, that would suffice. Where's the Nesivis? Kuv Tzadi Chesed Katan Gimel. Kuv Tzadi Chesed Katan Gimel. So I think he's really afraid about it going to the side. So therefore, nowadays we fold the get. It's not necessarily fold the get, and we the ma'ase don't give it fold it so much. It does stick out. No. It gets given from his in his hand to her. She cups her hand, we thought cup her hand, and he puts it in her cupped hand. I thought it was. Put it in her cupped hand. But it does stick out straight up. But the chorah would be good. We need Hagbo. We do Hagbo anyway. Right? Choose Hagbo also not so partial. Hagbo, she's doing it. But it goes back to our old Tligitech. Right? We want him to do it.
He's giving it to her to do the Hagbo.
All right, but that requires explanation. The most straightforward way is he puts it directly into her hand, which is what we do. And though it sticks out a little bit, it rarely will stick out to the angle, or, you know, off to the side, like a field goal. Off to the side. It's hardly meant to, it can't happen. But if she balances it well, she puts it directly between her cupped hands, and it's like this, it's not off to the side at all. It's all within the cupped hands, that'll be good. Okay, cup your hands like this, further. Okay, cup your hands like this. Whatever it is, it should be within her hands or the air above her hands. Okay, that's the pashtus. Now, I want to take a few ha'oris from the Sefer Meir Einei Chachomim. That's the good, that Sefer I think is overdue. What happened here? I'm not at home. And is there a scuffle? Anyway, I think you can tell me the ready bar. If people will be able to watch our video on Thursday, and then you'll try to get after me again. Yes, you do. I also have something else that I forgot about. I'm sorry.
If you acquire a part of the get, how can you not acquire it? I understand.
Why? If you have a chutzah, well, don't interrupt me for a minute. Forgive me. My chutzah goes until later. This desk is my chutzah. I own the desk. I don't own the building. I own the desk. And you want to sell me something, and you'll put something in my chutzah. Okay? So you'll put something which is. Like here, they have this tape recorder. The table cord itself is here, but the wires stick out. So the table cord will be mine, and the wires are not mine. Same thing, other gets, so it gets sliced in half.
If she gets half the words, it's not a get.
Some posts can say, if I have a gemara, look at my Shulchan Aruch. I see my Shulchan Aruch, I see a big volume, half on the desk and half off the desk. Let's say I want to be mocked to you, the Shulchan Aruch. You own the desk. So I put it here. So you own the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Beit Shmuel, and I own the Taz, the Pesach Mitzvah. That's where the line is drawn. And some say, no, that doesn't work at all. That's an achleka. So it works halfway, it doesn't work at all. But it doesn't work, sure, it doesn't work beyond the boundary of the chatzar. Everyone agrees. Anyway, the Sefer Meir, Einei Chachomim, has a couple of ha'oras here. You know what? Maybe I should hold off to be able to bring it, but they'll remind me to bring it to Thursday. Remind me, you have to make a note. Make a note somewhere. I should get to the May Einei Chachomim. We'll come to that at the end of the time. Someone make a note. So I'll try to remember to bring it in. I feel better than I'll make a note of my notes. What kind of notes I have over here for myself. Meir Einei Chachomim. I feel bad. It's Ramesh. Library. Okay, so let's discuss, therefore, Rabosai, the Pesachei Tshuva itself, which you all saw in Kuf Lamed Tes of Kotan Dalet. Tshuva Shel Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger says the entire get has to be in her hand. The whole thing. He quotes the Mefurash of Yerushalmi. It's a Ramah. But it's the Mefurash of Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? Perek Beis and Gittin Alacha Gimel. Rav Zeira Boy Mosar Lop. The Mesira, part of the Mesira, Oshana Kocha, the Tziv, and Nasim, Biyada, Achi, a Kulo Biyada. Kulo Biyada. It's like a Mefurash Yerushalmi. It has to be completely in her hands. A Mefurash Yerushalmi. Piskechu. That's what B'Kiva Eger says. Now, I looked up the Yerushalmi, and the Aruch HaShulchan discusses the Yerushalmi as well. Let me tell you what the Yerushalmi says, B'Kitzer. Yerushalmi says, this is the Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Yerushalmi says, the other Kinyanim don't seem to work. I have a get, the Yerushalmi is referring to get, which is written on the horn of an animal. Sounds nuts to you. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah is the second parak. Right? He wrote on the horn. Yeah. Huh? Sounds wacko. He did it. Okay, he wrote on the horn. And he gave, he was makna the animal to her, the Kinyan Mesira. It's a machshadim, it's a man kiddushin, whether Mesira is a Mishnah, machlok is tanoim, whether Behema is Nicholas bin Mesira. Okay? What does Mesira mean? He took the reins. You know, you ever see the cowboys? He took the reins and he handed the reins over. It even became a metaphorical expression, no? If I retire as my president of the thing, I hand the reins over to the next guy. It became Mama's so ingrained in the cowboy society of America that I handed, no? Isn't that expression you see all the time? He was the mayor, and so I handed the reins over to the next mayor. What's reins? You see reins there? It's old cowboy society. Cowboy. We're a bunch of cowboys in this country. Okay? That's called Kenyan Mesira. Give him a hand over the reins. Okay? So the suggestion is made, this is Yerushalmi Shiloh. Yerushalmi is working the following assumption. Other Kenyanim, which are not part of Kenyan Yad, don't work. Chalipin won't work. Let's say Agav won't work. That which is considered to be Yad, let's assume for the moment, Yad itself and Chotzer, and maybe even Meshich and Agbo, which is in your hand, Mamish, would work. He had some Mudna Maisa. You're handing over the reins, not the Karen Apara itself. Handing over the reins. Is that considered similar to Yad, or is it not considered similar to Yad? And your needs is Yerushalmi, Kulo Biyada. Kulo Biyada. So Rabbi Kivega is assuming, Rabbi Osai, that it's one extreme or the other. Either you assume that you need, that any Kenyan works, it's all good enough. It's all good enough. What do I mean, all good enough? that we'll call Mesira, Hagbah, Meshicha, they're all good enough. Or no, you require Yad, which means Kulo B'yada. That's one extreme or the other. That's how Mekiva understood. It's unresolved. Have to be Machmir to require Kinyan Yad, the entire get Kulo B'yada should be in her hands. So that's how Mekiva and before Shri Rishalma. Clearly, the Torah's Gittin is arguing on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because the Torah's Gittin says that Kinyan Agvah certainly works. Because the Torah's Gittin assumes that Kinyan Agvah is Medin Yad. Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming that Kinyan Agvah is not Medin Yad. Remember, Agvah and Meshicha are the Rabbonah we pass. Ratonah Mos Konas, only the Rabbonah, the Pashas. You can argue that by a get there'll be, there's no monetary exchange, it'll be the Raisa. That's a discussion in Sefer Avodah Zarah. We won't go into it now. But in any event, Hagbah and Meshicha are different than Kinyan Yad, fundamentally different. Again, possibly the Rabbon as opposed to the Oraisa. Anyway, not the same as Yad HaChatzer. And therefore, Rabbo said like this. According to the, according to Rabbi Kiveg, according to Torah's Gittin, Hagbah is Midin Yad. According to Rabbi Kiveg, no. Not Midin Yad at all. So if you need Yada, Mamish, has to be all in his hand. So Mesira and Meshicha and Agvah will not work for a get. It won't work. It's not a Kinyan Yad. Because again, Rabbi Kiveges lumped it together in his Pshat Yerushalmi, Agvah, Meshicha, and Mesira. All three the same. Either they work, because Kinyanim work, or they don't work. And if they don't work, what do you need? Mamish, Kulo, Biyod. Because a little bit, Kinyan Agvah, and Agvah is no good. It's not considered to be a Yad. Adkan Rabbi Kiveges. So I saw that the Ritvaz, you know who the Ritvaz is? Rabbi Yaakov David of Slutsk. And he was in Chicago for a while. I thought he was still, he ran with the mafia. He was in Chicago. And he ran to Tzfas. And then he fought Rav Kook about the Shetet Mechir for Shemitah. Very wonderful man. He was very active. Very active life. And a swashbuckling cowboy running away from the mafia. I mean, Mapish, the Godel Ador. He just can't, doesn't sit with us well. Godel Ador, 100 years to be in Chicago, just doesn't, the meat market's done there with the mafia all over the place. It's an image we have trouble conjuring up in our mind. But that's who he was. He was a great man. He moved, he went to Chicago to raise money for Prince Yerushalmi, and it almost cost him his life. And then he ran back to Eretz Yisrael. He was also, even in Europe, they massed on him. He must have been a really powerful figure. And he wasn't afraid to fight with Rav Kook. Great man. So the Ritvaz was a famous parish in Yerushalmi, and he called the parish a Ritvaz. And that's his Rashi. And his Tosfos he called, believe it or not, the Tosfos Rid. Unbelievable. Confusing. Not the Tosfos Rid that we know about, it was written by a Rishon, but someone who lived in this century. Tosfos Rid of the Ritvaz, there he writes as follows. On that Yerushalmi, I looked it up. He writes, the Kamsak Bar Meshicha, that's considered to be Yad. Makes a compromise. Let's review again. The two Gedolei Olam fight. The two Gedolei were contemporaries and friends, Kiveg and the Nesivis. They wrote to each other. Shimon Sabi Kiveg wrote to the Nesivis. He calls them both under fancy titles. And they were well deserved. So they were fighting from one extreme to the other. According to the Kiveg, the Chumash Yerushalmi, you need Yad Dach, the Yad HaChatzer. But Mesira, Hagbar, Meshicha all won't work. According to the Nesivis Fakert, everything works. You can have what? You can have Yad, Chotzer, Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira. They all do work. The Ritvaz said no. They all work except for Mesira. Why? What's Mesira unique? So all the others, Hagbah, Meshicha, at least you're taking the thing which you want to acquire. It's in your hand. So you're picking it up. So you're schlepping it to you. Comes to the reins, if you will. When I'm holding the reins, am I holding a part of the cow in my hand? Part of the cow is a get on the horn of the cow. I'm holding the reins. You could argue that even if Meshicha and Agvah are considered the equivalent of Yad, because I have my hand on the object I'm trying to acquire, here I'm holding the reins, it's not that way. That's what the Yerushalmi is discussing. That's what Yerushalmi is talking about. The Yerushalmi is only clearing a shayla with respect to Mesira, because Kinyan Mesira, you don't even touch the cow. On touching the reins, maybe that's not considered to be in the category of Yad. He actually goes further than that. He says that Mesira works even if you quote unquote hand over the reins and you're still holding on to the reins. That's what the Ritva says. If I hand over the reins, I was mayor and I want to make Rafi the next mayor. Say, hey, I'm handing over the reins to you, but I hold on. I still want to be able to make taxes. So the Ritva says that works for Kinyonim, it doesn't work for Gittin because of Agid Negaveh. Otherwise, if Mesira doesn't work, why? Because we're both holding on to it. And I said differently. I said, no, that Mesira, if you're both holding on to it, could be a wooden rook even for Kinyonim. I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't find Halacha. If it's Mesira, what happens if we're both holding on? Is it good enough? The Ritva's assumes that it is good except for Gittin Tagid Gabay. I'm assuming it's never any good. And if Mesira means I handed over the reins, literally I handed over the reins, and you have it, I don't have it anymore. Afal Pikain, you could argue, even though I've born Meshicha Ayad, Mesira is not Yad, because it's not really not touching it. Not touching it at all. That's how I understood the Rishamis Shaila as per the Ritvaz, and I added a little bit twist, slightly different than the Ritvaz's all understanding. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is absolutely outrageous. He screams. I can't believe he says that people have the Motzi Laz al Gitan HaRishon. So that the Christmas children. How can you dare introduce this custom of having the get folded up so much that's completely in the hands of the Isha? It never heard of thing. I the Rishamis is a befair, it's not the cool of the others. This is the Rishamu Lishitasa. Take a look, Rabosai, for a moment, in the Tosis of Ayin Zion Amid Beis. Ayin Zion Amid Beis. According to Rishamu.
And so according to the advisor, the Gemara was talking about having a full Christmas. He was only talking about that.
I'm sorry, I am Kessel with this. I'm sorry, what's that?
Beginning of the Gemara in Parak Rishon, when the Gemara talks about having a full Christmas, he's only talking about that.
Right, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. I am Kessel with this, where it says in the quote the Babli, Va'at lo tavid uvda adamati gitel yoda. You shouldn't rely on any of the coolers over there, which is a question what coolers are we trying to reject the Maisa. But the Yerushalmi says, and the Tosfos va'at, va'mechuver, not amacher, va'mechuver the Rishash and Magid, ha'mechuver shebekulan, ashifnenu liyada. So the Baruch HaShulchan says, the Yerushalmi is the Shitasa. When the Yerushalmi says that the quote-unquote Mesira of the grains of the Torah upon whose Karen the get is written is no good, is only the Shitasa that you need it in her hands proper. And the Shaila is that only by paper, where you could put it in if you want, or even when it comes to a behemoth, where it's impossible to put it in her hands. But the expression kula biyada, that's lav dafka. It just means yada as opposed to rishusa. Yada as opposed to rishusa. That's how Yoruch HaShulchan learns Pshat. Kula is lav dafka. And Risham is chakira, is limited to a case of a pora, where nothing can be in the guy's hand. Long lines of what I just said before about Mesira not giving dinyan. But if the half to get is in her hand, it's certainly to be good. And don't you dare change, because it would be motzi laz al gitin harishon. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. So mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, she's a regular time, 1 o'clock, we met her. I'll be number 2. We had to be here by 1. We'll continue with Aruch HaShulchan, and then Thursday, we'll come back to this man of Chachamim. Let's have a minute for now. Again, you all invited to come back to the Spanish quarter to 3 to finish the sale of the lunch.